Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Work Heartily as to the Lord, already in progress.
Anybody in here know Jesus?
Oh,
praise the Lord. Wow. Praise the Lord. God is good, is he not? Wow. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful God we serve. How many times have y'all heard me say that whenever you come up on your test, you know, when sickness or disease or pain or suffering or whatever comes up on you, we always think about who?
Jesus.
The doctor. I mean, is that not true? I mean, nearly all of us, do we not do that? We think about the doctor. But we have a doctor.
Amen.
That is a fantastic doctor. And he does such good work. And yesterday I had a gentleman here in the church that called me. I don't know what time it was, 6, 5, 6, 7 o'clock when we was out at the airport. Anyway, he called me and told me that very thing. He said, Thurman, I know you say, he said, I've got to ask you what I need to do. He said, I have a very big thing under my tongue and it really looks awful and I'm thinking about going to the doctor. But he said, I got to thinking about what you said. Every time something comes up on us, we always think about going to the doctor instead of going to Jesus. So he said, the more I meditated on that, I thought, I'm going to call you and ask you what I should do. I said, well, now, you know what? I'm going to tell you. He said, yeah, I know you're going to tell me, go to Jesus, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. I said, but you have to make the decision. What do you want to do? He said, I'm going to trust Jesus, and I want you to pray for me right now. I said, okay. So Cheryl and I and this other couple we were in the pickup with, we all held up our hands in the pickup and prayed and asked God to do something good. And I told him, I said, then we'll see you at church tomorrow. He just walked in back there a while ago and told me that the growth under his tongue is completely gone. Is that right, Ron?
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But yesterday it looked bad, and the only thing he could think of was, I better go see a doctor. But praise God, all my teaching got through to him. And another thing, now Franz is a man just like me, just a little bit older than me, but the one thing he loves about going to our doctor don't charge. Is that right?
You're not supposed to tell that.
I love that about him myself, Franz.
I love our Lord.
Amen. Do we serve a healing Jesus?
Yeah.
I mean to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we serve a healing Jesus. I mean, he is the healing Jesus. I mean, he gave us this word. He gave us his word. And I was talking to Camilla a while ago back there. I said, you know, now, Camilla, I guarantee you. And she said, Thurman, I love that when you say that. I guarantee. I said, well, you know, if I can't guarantee what Jesus said, I'm in big trouble. I mean, I surely couldn't guarantee anybody else if I couldn't guarantee Jesus, could I, Jackie? I mean, Jesus, he's just out of this world. Amen. You know, and here we've got this absolute magnificent book that we talk about every Sunday, and we've had all these promises for thousands of years. And it's like we don't believe him. There's a few people that do, to a degree. Now, a really good believer. Yesterday, when Franz called me, a really good believer would have called me and asked me what to do, and I'd have told him, I said, let me pray for you. And he said, okay, good, pray for me. And I did, and then after I hung up the phone, he'd have reached over and told his whoever's with, maybe nobody, but if he's married or whatever, he'd reach over and say, I think you better drive me down to the doctor, and I better let them look at this. Thurman prayed, but I'm not sure that God heard his prayer. Is that what we do? I mean, but people do that, don't they? Sure they do that. They do that all the time. And then, of course, when I prayed the prayer, God started the healing power. And then as soon as he started the healing power, and then you made the decision you're going to call Jesus, he stops. Jesus backs off because he said in his word, when you pray, James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. I want you to see this verse, James chapter 1, King James Bible. James 1, 6 and 7, just look what he said here. Yeah, we're getting there, huh? There we go. James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Next verse. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So you want to know why we don't get our prayer answered whenever we doubt? And how easy is it to doubt? I mean, we're serving an invisible God. It's easy to doubt, isn't it? But you know, God's really there, and he means everything he says. And if we stand on his word, just like it's written, he has to do what he promised. And that may not be in your time frame. You may think that I need it done quickly. Now, in Franz's case, that was very quick. We love that. You know, it looked bad yesterday at 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever, when you called me, and this morning, today, it's completely gone. Completely gone. Now, see, that's the way we like for God to answer our prayer, right?
Amen.
But he doesn't always answer that quick. You know, but what if he waited till tomorrow? Then some of us would have said, oh, God, Lord, I went and let Thurman pray for me. I know he prayed for me, and I know God does hear his prayer sometimes. You know, maybe this time is one of those days when God says no. But that's not in the scripture, is it?
No.
He only says no when we do it wrong on our part, doesn't he?
Right.
He said we had to not believe. If we don't believe, then he don't do nothing. In other words, if I doubt he's going to answer my prayer, I might as well chuck it right then, right? He ain't going to do nothing for me. Wow, that's amazing. But anyway, Lord, I just want to stop right now, Father, and say thank you, Lord. You are the mighty God. You are the King of Kings. Lord, for everybody in this room and everybody that is not here that has been healed by the prayers we've all prayed here at the Living Savior Ministries, all the men and women that have been prayed, their children have been healed and everything else, we are grateful, Master. We are so grateful. We know you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. And we know you answer prayer. And we know you answer them every time. We know that if we would just obey you, we'd just submit ourselves to you, Lord. That's all you ask, is we submit ourselves to you. Then we can resist the enemy and he will go away. Lord, help us to fight the battles of faith. Help us to not be such weak, need people. Help us to be strong in faith. And if you said it in your word, we can stand on it. And so we can see your glory. So we can see wonderful answers to prayer like you did for Franz. Lord, I'm so grateful for what you did for him. But Lord, not only for Franz, but everybody else in this room that's been healed or delivered. And there's many of them here, Lord, that you've healed. And many of them have been healed. When I prayed for them or somebody else prayed for them. But Lord, it makes no difference who prayed for them. You are the healer. It's not man. It's always Jesus. You know, we don't never want to lose sight of that, Lord. That it's never one of us. If you answer our prayer, well, praise God, we're so thankful. But we know you could have did it through somebody else. So we just give you all the praise and glory, Lord. You're God. You always will be God. You always have been God. And you always will be our Lord. And we want you to know how much we love you, how much we thank you, and how much we praise you for answering prayers and healing our bodies and giving us another chance when we mess up. Lord, thank you for being the mighty God that you are, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I've asked this to lots of people, especially people that want to win the lottery. You know, I mean, the lottery is a big deal in some places. You know, here lately, we've had all kinds of billions and millions of dollars in the lottery, have they not?
Yes.
Yeah, and somebody wins that, you know. And so I've asked lots of people that buy lottery tickets. I don't even buy one. I wouldn't buy one at all. Because it's better, chances are better that you'd be struck with lightning between here and the time you get home than it is that you win the lottery. But anyway, I've asked this question to many people. If you were, when that ticket you just bought, I mean, I've asked people I don't even know. You know, I'm going to a gas station or something, and the guy's buying gas or cigarettes and 4 or 5 lottery tickets. I just say, sir, if you were to win that lottery, what would you do with all that money? Man, I'd buy me a new house. I'd buy my mother a new house. I'd divorce my wife and get me another one. You know, I've had every kind of answer in the world. You know, I mean, I'm literal. I'm serious. I've had guys tell me that. You know, if I had $1 million, I'd get rid of the wife I married to and find me a good one. And I thought to myself, you know, you have no idea. If you were to divorce your wife that you're living with, the wife of your youth, and because you come into $1 million and you're going to go out and try to find you another one, I guarantee she's going to be the meanest witch you've ever seen in your life. Amen. You will not be able to live with that witch. You know what I mean? God, I mean, I've had men tell me all kinds of things they would do if they had money. And I said, well, I can assure you one thing, you'll never get it. And if you do, you'll never keep it. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, first of all, are you a Christian? Well, yeah, I go to church sometimes. Nearly everybody will tell you that. Very few people say, nope, I'm not a Christian. But you'll run into a few of those, but not very many. And I said, well, number one, you didn't say you was going to give God nothing. You didn't say you was going to tithe. Well, I never thought about that. You want to know why he ain't never going to be blessed? Just like that psalm that Jeff read a while ago, you know, you got to do what God says. You got to have the word of God in your heart. It's got to come out of your mouth. And if it comes out of your mouth, then you'll be prosperous and successful. Then you'll live to be an old man. Then you'll produce fruit when you're old age, when you're still 70 or 80 years old. You'll be producing fruit for the kingdom of God. I know Cheryl and I have relatives both sides of the family. In the last 2 or 3 years, we've had people. In fact, we had one the other day. We went to one of her aunt's funeral. And I think she was 90 or something, 86 or something. But anyway, she was fairly up there. And she passed away, and one of her first cousins was there. We talked to him. 57 years old. You know, a couple of weeks after we went to that funeral, they called and said, he died. He's young. Do you know when you're going to die? No, nobody knows. Nobody knows. So, you know, if life is this insecure, I would hope that I was doing everything according to the Word of God when it come time for me to close my eyes at death, wouldn't you? Do you want to take a chance on going to the wrong place? Especially when he made it so easy to go to the right place.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Work Heartily as to the Lord, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.